Belinda presents this unabridged recording of
The Smile of a Ghost, written by Phil Rickman, read by Emma Powell. All the people who told Mumford, it's a new beginning. All the beaming faces blurred by pint glasses frosted with froth. All the damp handshakes. Mumford mumbling, oh, thanks. Thank you. Very nice. Of course I will. No, I won't be going nowhere. Yes. No. Thank you. Andy Mumford, who didn't see the point of new beginnings. Complete waste of half a lifetime's experience. Andy Mumford, who had just wanted to carry on. The way this town had carried on. The oldest town he knew, or at least the one that looked oldest. Bent and sagging. And people loved it for that. And nobody looked up at the crooked gables and the worm-riddled beams and said, what this old place needs is a new beginning. Mumford felt a gassy fury inside, like in one of the first ever pictures he could remember. In a children's encyclopedia it was, and it showed the inside of a volcano close to eruption. How many years ago was that now? 44, 45? God almighty. Not that anyone would ever know about the volcano in Mumford. Not showing it was the one thing he was real good at. Not showing his excitement when the suspect in the interview room said the wrong thing at the right time, springing the trap. Not showing what he really wanted to do to the rat-eyed rapist with a cellar full of porno videos. Never showing his feelings because he was a professional and because he was imperturbable. Clumsy old word, bit of a mouthful, but probably the nicest thing anybody had ever said about him in all those years in the job. And that was all right. Imperturbable implied solid, reliable, professional. Only what bloody use was being totally professional when you didn't have a profession anymore? What use was imperturbable ever going to be to him again? Mumford walked up Broad Street, Ludlow, which some folk maintained was the most beautiful street in the most beautiful medieval market town in the country, and it might as well have been a semi-derelict industrial estate for all he noticed. Warmish evening now. Easter just gone and the town coming alive for the tourists. Everybody's world opening up. Mumford's closing down. What would he do, day to day through the summer? And then the autumn, and the winter, and then another year. Another 30 years, if he was spared. The length of his career all over again. 30 years of what's the point?